Italy Zulu 7, Echo Victor Romeo, I have you 5-9, good morning. Or good afternoon. It takes only 8.5 minutes to go from Earth to orbit, over. It is not difficult to get used to zero gravity at all. It's a very wonderful feeling. It's delightful to just float around. It is much more difficult to get accustomed to gravity, to normal gravity, following spaceflight, over. Francesco, I feel wonderful in space, completely alive. They're just wonderful experiences. The view of Earth is absolutely incredible, over. Sarah, I discovered my passion for space at the same time I learned to read and began to read such wonderful stories such as those by Jules Verne and H.G. Wells about a future they could only imagine, over. I have never counted the antennas, but we have antennas for every frequency that we use for S-band and Ku-band, which are very, very high frequencies and used for our great amount of data. We also have VHF and UHF antennas, over. I think all studies are important, particularly mathematics, science, geography, so we know what we see on the Earth. It is important to learn other languages so that you can communicate with your crewmates who may be from different countries or with people from different countries, over. The main scientific experiments are to study the human body so that we better understand how people can live and work for a long period of time in space, in order that when you grow up, perhaps you could go to a place like Mars, over. Lorenza, we have medicine on board and also medical equipment. My crewmate Valeria and I have both received medical training. If someone is very seriously ill or injured, we immediately call the ground and get advice from doctors, over. Grazia, yes, there is danger. Radar systems on the ground will help us track larger objects, but there is a danger from small objects. There are shields on the station so that a small particle of sand, for example, would be blocked by the shield, but we do have risk from smaller objects, over. Alara, I think a human being can stay in orbit as long as we can provide food, water, and very important, air, and allow them to exercise so they maintain muscle strength and good strong bones, over. Unfortunately, not directly. However, from what we learn about living and working in space, it will expand our capability to deal with such an event in the future, over. Rosella, we awaken at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's Greenwich time, or Universal time. Then at about 8 o'clock, we begin work. Divided between the morning and the afternoon, we exercise for 2.5 hours total. At around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we have 1 hour for lunch. And we finish work at about 7 or 7.30 at night. And we go to sleep at 9.30 at night, over. I think that the universe is larger than we can fully understand. And there are so many other stars and so many planets that the probability of life elsewhere in the universe is very, very high. I do not think we have ever met any, however. Over. Right now, of course, because I can talk to you on the radio, we are traveling over Southern Europe. And Southern Europe, unfortunately, has so much weather, so many clouds, it's often difficult for us to see it. Although, fortunately, Italy is an exception. We've had many beautiful passes, and we've seen your beautiful country from space. Over. Oh, that's the easiest question of all. Yes, we can, especially weather phenomena such as typhoons and hurricanes. Over. Giacomo, I think that is the destiny of mankind, to leave the Earth and colonize and settle other planets, and we will start by learning and how to settle and live on the moon. Over. It is a true honor. Over.